The halls of the band wing inside Siloam Springs High School are starting to fill with students practicing their instruments as they return to their school routine. While many students spent time relaxing during the winter break, band members were busy rehearsing for their performance in the Rose Parade, an idea belonging to director Keith Rutledge.
That was my bird brain idea. We've done a lot of those type of things before, and we just decided to go ahead and apply, and after a couple of rejections, you know, we just kept applying, and they told us what we needed to submit that would make our application more attractive, and we did so, and we got in as a representative of the Midwest region.
Prior to the actual performance, Keith says his initial excitement eventually became mixed with terror as he and his staff, including Assistant Director Jana Lane, began considering the details of the trip. They had more than a year to worry because they were informed of their acceptance in October of 2010.
It was Friday night, band night, and we were just finishing up our band rehearsal with all of our children, grades 6 through 12, on the field, and you received a phone call. I won't forget it.
That's right.
And you were high up in the tower, and we were way down on the field, and we couldn't figure out why you had stopped to answer the phone.
Yeah, because of the caller ID said California, Anaheim, California. I better answer this. And because we knew they were in the process of making decisions, and so I knew that it was either a yes or a no, and I wanted to get it over with. And then I couldn't tell anybody until the following Monday. I had to make sure that the administration, the school board, you know, knew that we'd been invited first. So we had all those kids there, and a big secret. And so we announced it on Monday.
We did
really well.
Sophomores Tana Island and Sierra Klutz, along with junior Madison Covington, say they remember when they received the news via a PowerPoint presentation.
And it was like all this dramatic stuff. And everyone was whispering, "He's retiring, Mr. Rutledge is retiring." And everyone started tearing up, and we were freaking out. And then it said and the administrators were coming into the building too. So we were like, "Oh my goodness, what's happening?" And they ended up putting it up there that we were going to the Rose Parade. Everybody just freaked out and went nuts, and we were all talking.
The whole band just screamed at once, and we were all just, there was like a moment of silence afterwards, and we were like, what? What's going on?
I have to admit, I was really excited and everything, because I meant we were going on a trip. But honestly, I don't really recall ever paying much attention to the Rose Bowl Parade. I'm sure I've watched it, you know, I just didn't think about it. But, So I called my mom after class, and I was like, "Mom, what is this?" Because my mom's a principal, so she knows all the school stuff. And she was like, "Maddie, be excited." I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm excited now."
In order to make the trip possible, students were responsible for raising $1,000 of the $1,800 needed per student. One of the money-raising projects included cleaning up at Walmart's annual shareholders meeting.
To be in that environment with people like from around the world coming and stuff, it's a lot of fun, but it's tiring, definitely.
It's just another band memory you get to do. Mm-hmm. Everything we do to raise money, to exercise for the trip, to go on the trip, it's so much fun.
And the Arkansas Razorback football stadium cleanups.
Oh my goodness. Let's just say our band does not enjoy peanuts anymore.
No.
Or popcorn.
No peanuts, no popcorn, sunflower seeds.
While they did receive some large donations, Keith notes that the majority of the money came from a number of local entities.
It's amazing how well you can do if everybody helps out a little bit. And we had this one project called Pennies to Pasadena, and we had these plastic jars all over town for the last 10 months anyway. And I think we brought in $3,000 or $4,000 just off of coins that were dropped in 25 or 30 plastic jars around town. And that just, like I said, we pennied our way to Pasadena in a lot of ways. And so that means it's a community job. You know, community support was, you know, we wouldn't have made it without the large donors, but we certainly wouldn't have made it without the community support and their help and excitement over this.
After months of planning, equipment and suitcases were loaded onto a decorated semi-truck provided by Walmart on December 22nd. On the 27th, band members flew out of Tulsa on four separate flights. Over the course of the next 8 days, the band's busy itinerary included rehearsals, photo shoots, and trips to the Santa Monica Pier, Hollywood, Huntington Beach, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and, of course, Disneyland, where the students marched in a parade. The band also visited a sound studio where they learned how to synchronize music to animation. The students were able to play music for different animated scenes, including one from The Lion King. On the morning of January 2nd, the band prepared to perform for an estimated 700,000 parade goers. Their show was entitled Passion and included the pieces Bolero and Time to Say Goodbye.
Next thing you know, we're on Orange Grove and headed towards Colorado Boulevard. And next thing you see is the big bleachers and thousands of people and cameras. And you turn that big corner and look down, look to the east down Colorado Boulevard, and it's just hundreds of thousands of people down the sides of the street, I think.
So it's just short of overwhelming.
Just short.
And the number of cameras in your face is incredible. And I think somebody, one of my friends commented, we saw you on television, but you weren't looking at the camera. Well, I was. I just don't know which camera I was looking at. There were so many, and they were at all different angles. Yeah. So we just smiled and waved, and the kids played and played well. And it was kind of an honor to be able to do that. But I promise I was looking at the camera, just maybe not the one that actually viewed me at that time. So we were smiling and waving and saying Happy New Year to everyone, which was the common thing there. They all screamed Happy New Year to you. And a few of them tried to call the hogs and did a Go Pig Suey for us. So it made us feel welcome, made us feel at home.
It was a warm, sunny day in Pasadena. So Keith and Jana helped the kids stay hydrated during their 5.5 mile march.
I remember getting to the end, and we were the second band from the end of the parade out of 22. And one of the parade officials asked me, are your kids okay? And I said, yes, they all made it. And he told me that out of all the bands in front of us, I don't know how many thousands of band kids, there were 275 that had not made it. They had been passed out along the way or had to be taken in and brought to the end and helped out, you know. But all of ours made it, and, you know, only four bands out of 22 had all their kids make it all the way through the parade, and two of those were military bands. So, that, you know, that means a lot. And so to be able to say that we all made it, the kids were determined they were going to make that march, and I was so proud of them.
After completing the parade, the band members received a much-deserved free In-N-Out burger. All 175 students who made the trip spent the next few days viewing floats and resting before flying home on January 4th.
We had zero problems. Our students are notoriously well-behaved when they need to be.
We're grateful for
them. We are.
We're proud of them.
Very proud of them. They know that when we go to someplace like that, that you know, they're representing our band, our school, our town, our state. You know, that's what we try to make sure they understand, and that they understand that we expect nothing less than that from them. And they came through just awesome. I couldn't be more proud of those kids.
After such a long trip, one that for many was spent away from their parents, Tana, Sierra, and Madison say they were happy to come home. However, they were also excited to have had this experience.
It was just unbelievable. Definitely. Being there in that situation with those people is something you'll never be able to experience. I won't ever be able to experience again in my lifetime. It's just one of the things that really got me was, yeah, we got on the plane, yeah, we got here, we got in our hotel, but when it really hit me was when we started a march in Disneyland, because we also got to Disneyland in March and play in a studio, and that was just unbelievable
for
me.
That was so cool.
We will never be able to do that again, so it was just one of the most amazing and enriching experiences of my life, I know.
And definitely the feeling, whenever we got finished in the Rose Parade, like, as soon as we turned the corner and we were done, that feeling of, like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? I just marched in the Rose Bowl Parade. And it's just so unbelievable that little Asylum Springs could go and do something like that. It's just great.
Keith and his staff were equally pleased with the trip.
Well, it was a bucket list thing, I guess, somewhere in the back of my mind. But I will never forget the the mental snapshots that I made with my eyes all the way down the route. I'll never forget the sights and sounds of the whole week, and especially going down the parade route with people smiling, calling us by name, cheering us on, wishing us well, wanting the children wanted to give you a high five. You know, that means so much. And then turning around every so often and looking back and seeing our kids and, you know, experiencing the same thing with their instruments, performing and doing what they've learned, expressing their talent and marching down the street so proud. You know, the little town, 15,000 people that, you know, most of these schools that are in the parade come from a lot larger places. And when you're there with a band from Lubbock that has 200,000 people in the town and you've got 15,000 and, you know, and they go, wow, that is a small town. How did you do it? You know, we just did it, you know, and that means so much. That's just proof that, you know, you can do it.
A link to a YouTube video of the band's performance can be found at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.